Japan has cleared the way to restart the world's biggest nuclear power plant, almost 15 years after the Fukushima disaster. The Niigata Regional Assembly has voted to allow the Kajiwazaki Kadowa plant to resume operations. It was among 54 reactors shut down after the 2011 earthquake and tsunami crippled the Fukushima Daiichi plant. The move comes despite protests from residents still fearful of nuclear power and concerns about the plant's operator, TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, which also ran Fukushima. Tony Irwin is an honorary associate professor at the Australian National University and a specialist in nuclear reactors and the nuclear fuel cycle. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Oliver.
Tony Irwin, as we've said, this nuclear power plant is also being run by the same company that ran Fukushima. Is that a sign of confidence or is it a risk given what happened in 2011?
I think we have to go back to what happened after 2011 and see how the Japanese managed the whole nuclear power system after that. So the first thing was that before Fukushima disaster, the nuclear regulator was part of industry. Now, international best practice is that you have a nuclear regulator that's completely independent of industry. So the first thing they did is set up a new nuclear regulator, the NRA, in the Ministry of Environment. And then that new regulator looked at the accidents. And what they basically did was say, this is all the things that you've got to do if you want to run a nuclear power plant in Japan. So basically all the nuclear power plants were shut down and they all had to look at what was required to make them safe in extreme sort of accident conditions and extreme tsunamis and earthquakes. And that's what they've been working on. So in the case of TEPCO, of course, they've mainly concentrated on the Daiichi plant and the decommissioning. But on the opposite coast, on the west coast, they've got this very large nuclear power plant, the world's largest nuclear power plant. The last two units of that, units 6 and 7, are advanced boiling water reactors. So they're the very latest sort of reactors. And they've concentrated on getting Unit 6 back into a state where it's got approval from the regulator, and now it's got approval from the local prefecture as well, and now can restart.
And this is not the first reactor to restart since Fukushima. How have the other plants gone?
Very well. So there's 14 have restarted. So before Fukushima, they had 54 nuclear power plants. Obviously, some of them were destroyed or will never restart. Some of the older ones won't restart because it's the cost of doing all the modifications required is too much. So 14 have restarted, and it's still very much part of the Japanese future energy plan. Their seventh energy plan, has got a substantial proportion of nuclear, 20% in the plan going forward.
Yeah, they're trying to reduce, aren't they, their dependency on imported fossil fuels. Can, though, given Japan's history of powerful earthquakes, can any nuclear reactor ever be considered 100% safe?
Against an earthquake, certainly, yes. So there's the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, produce a lot of guidance on external events, including earthquakes. There's a lot of ground investigation that goes into looking at siting of nuclear power plants. Remember, even at Fukushima, the world's fourth largest earthquake, the earthquake didn't damage the reactors. They survived the earthquake. They all successfully shut down without damage. It was only the tsunami that damaged the plant.
But earthquakes trigger tsunamis, or can do.
Yeah.
So yes, isn't that then a danger?
No, because if your plant can survive the earthquake, then you can make it tsunami proof by having, you know, reasonable seawater defences. The big problem at the Daiichi plant is that, you know, the seawater defences were 5 metres and the tsunami was 14 metres. The plant that was actually nearest to the earthquake and tsunami, Onagawa, was elevated, so it could survive completely. So survive the earthquake, survive the tsunami. And one of the things that they're doing in Japan is building these huge seawalls to make sure that in the case of a tsunami, the plant isn't overwhelmed.
Tony Irwin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Barbara.